You gotta unmute yourself, Gwen.
I'm with that. Praise God. Oh, Lord, you went and pulled one out of the woodwork. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. He went deep and pulled that one way back. Praise God. It's a blessing to be here with you today. This truly is a day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. If the enemy comes in and takes your joy, he's taking your strength, but not on this watch. This is a day that God has given me a word for all of us, including me, and the confirmations were flowing in Bible study. Adrian and Monique on here. God just shows up and shows out when he shows up. And so I just want to say a quick prayer, then I'm going to go immediately in this word, and I will not be long. However, the Holy Spirit is large and in charge. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this moment in time where the word of God comes forth, and we understand that it will not return void. It shall accomplish the purpose in which it was given, because your your word is light, your word is food, your word is bread, your word is living water. So let the word of God come forth with power, anointing, and authority, and let it fall on each one of us that we might be checked just a little bit than the way we came on here. And we want to do it all in the name of Jesus, and for his name and sake do we lift you up right now. Lord, have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, you have truly already been into this place, and now just take charge in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm coming from the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms is a book, and I just have to read a little quick thing here that I just discovered while I was sitting waiting. That is our scripture that we're coming from, which is Psalms 1 in the King James. What we're speaking of today is praise with understanding.
Amen. You know,
that was on here. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is to our God. Every praise is unto our God. Mm-hmm. And because he's worthy. But the psalmist grabbed hold of some things that really just, I learned some stuff in preparation here. I always knew that the Psalms were the song of praise, and they're praise songs. And it says here, this is an introduction to my, this is my Amplified Bibles. And it says here, praise songs is the Hebrew title of this book. The Greek title, psalmoi, meaning songs to the accompaniment of stringed instruments, is the basis for entitling this book as the Psalms. So, you know, back at, we understand they had all forms of instruments. You know, there's some denominations don't believe in instruments in the church. But the beginning of the whole part of understanding who God is the fact that it began with worship and songs and praise. We know that Lucifer was a fallen angel that used to be the head of worship. But when his head got too big, tossed out. So, you know, we have to watch out with some of our headships and our leaderships. We've got to understand who is really in charge. But let me go on here. With many authors over a long period of time contributing to this collection, the songs reflect a wide variety of feelings, emotions, attitudes, and interests. Since these psalms come out of the experience of individuals from such a wide background, they have had a universal appeal throughout the millennial since they were written. David, who wrote so many, and David only wrote out of 150 psalms, he only wrote certain 73. There are a few that are anonymously written, but God knows. So the thing about it is, the most important thing is to understand that the Psalms basically gives us an understanding of why we praise, who we are, what it is that we praise and sing about. You know, it's a poor believer, a poor Christian who ain't got a song, okay?
Come on.
I don't care if it's Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's a song that can help get you through a day. Amen?
Amen.
Now, song that I'm coming through today, Psalms 1, I did not know this was called the Genesis book. Psalms 1 is called the Genesis book, and it's also called the Psalm of Wisdom. It's the Psalm of Wisdom and Creation, because in this, it makes a very distinct difference between who is blessed and who is not.
Mm-hmm.
Godly and who is not. And it's all encaptured in Psalms 1. And it reads as follows. Thank you, Reverend T.A. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Amen?
Amen.
And goes on to say, but his delight, come on somebody, his delight
come
is
on.
In the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Okay? It says further that, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. We can stop right there before you take it on. This is establishing the characteristics of the God-man.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Even though the Old Testament does not mention a lot about Jesus Christ, it always does the foreshadowing. It does the description. It also describes what this God-man will do, what he will accomplish in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Spirit of God that is reflected in blessed is that man. Now,
yes.
Go on to the next verse, T.A. Verse 4. The ungodly, come on now, we're doing a comparison. Usually that's in Proverbs, but this psalm does a comparison and the contrast. The ungodly
yes.
are not so. They're not so like what? They're not like the godly man. But they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Stop right there. Chaff has no value. Come on, somebody. It does not glorify God. Words that don't glorify God have no value. They go back and forth, to and fro, not standing on any firm foundation for anything. What happens to chaff in the very end, they get burned up. They get thrown away. They're not of any value. Go on with
yes.
verse, please. You have verse 5 down? Okay. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Verse 6. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of ungodly shall perish. And I just want to interject a paid commercial announcement right there. Everybody who's ever done you wrong, stepped on your, rained on your parade, talked about you, taken things from you,
ooh.
Left you, done bad things to you, talk about
mm-mm.
you. There is a place for them, and you don't have to worry about getting them back.
Yes.
Yes.
Says the Lord. They were going to perish. They might look good, look well, look swell, but they're on their way to hell. You know, so many people who seem to be thriving, doing very well, and you wonder why them and not me. God's got something for you. First of all, his grace is sufficient to get you through.
Amen.
Grace, and when you understand about the sufficiency of God, you won't hold your head down anymore, because his sufficiency of God is overwhelmingly full of capacity.
Yes.
See, God's grace was so great that he had mercy upon us and sent us to save. I'm jumping ahead of myself, but I want to go a little bit further. So you understand these songs are songs of praise for a reason. For a reason they're songs of praise. And so when we get to understand more about the Psalms, I don't want to lose my praise here. I want us to start understanding that when you get into the Word of God and you get into the Psalms and you get into all the other books, you are getting understanding.
Yes.
And many people praise God. Thank you, Jesus. they don't have the understanding of their praise. They do not understand the power of praising God. We've all heard when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Well, the blessings are already in us.
Mm.
Just got to stir up that fire. Study mm-hmm. yourselves to prove unto God a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. Because when you rightly divide the truth, your behavior, your attitudes, your emotions come under the power of Almighty God. There
yes.
is earth that can come against you when the word of God is in you.
Mm-hmm.
That Amen. Is a gift. God sent his word to heal us and deliver us. And guess what? He had an earthly name, but he had a name before he came down here. He was called the Word. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
There's the word of God. He's the living word that took on the form of flesh. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Life's experiences so that he would be a man familiar with our sin sickness, our afflictions, our disease.
Come on.
But he was the blessed man of God. And so people that operate and believe and trust in Jesus Christ as the word of God, blessed are they who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly don't even know Jesus.
Amen.
Have a desire to know Jesus. But when you become familiar and you become a friend of God, guess what? You're in the counsel of the Most
High. Yes.
Hallelujah.
In godly counsel, your behaviors, your attitudes, what you do are determined by what is going on inside of you. You got to learn that you got to have the mind of Christ. Let the mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
When we pray with understanding because we understand who we are and whose we are. Psalms is the book of Psalms, and it's a collection of Israelite songs. Now, just because the Israelites sang these songs, look how long they have gone, generations that we're even talking about them today.
Mm.
See, God places his seal on you. It takes your unwillingness to be obedient that takes it away from you, because he doesn't have any place reserved for chaff but hell. So I might as well get right and get with God. Amen. I might as well and get with God. Psalms 1 or the Genesis book or the wisdom songs, the blessings of Christ are our blessings. We are blessed in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We have strength in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
When we are operating in the mind of Christ, we start practicing God-like behaviors.
Amen.
The Bible says we were made in the image and likeness of God. That's our spirit man.
Mm.
Our spirit man should be lined up with Jesus and the words of Jesus, because
yes.
that keeps us from falling under. When you don't have Christ, you fall under anything. But when you have Christ and the word of God in you, you stand. And you stand no matter what the enemy throws at us, because we have the word of God in us, which is our light. It gives us a way when there seems to be no way.
Yes.
It talks about, and I think it's verse 2, it talks about the path. The way is the path. God has laid a path before us. He's even placed a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And when we sit at the table of God, he anoints our heads with oil. The oil of God is the Holy Spirit that anoints us and gives us the wisdom to walk in this world. And we become people that are in this world, but not of this world. Because blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Many people are following all matter of thing. They're putting money, they're putting health, they're putting in place of God. They are becoming they're serving mammon. They're saving riches of this world are mammon.
Mm-hmm.
But the riches of our kingdom is the spirit and the word of God. We have in these earthly vessels, and I'm so far off of my message, y'all, I'm sorry.
Let the Lord use you.
Don't apologize.
I am so far off my message.
Right.
But when we understand what we have inherited, and we have inherited a kingdom of God, and this ministry is called Kingdom Keys, right? Mm-hmm. We have the keys of the kingdom wrapped in us in the Word of God. But if the God is not wrapped up in you and you're not wrapped up in God, you can't abide in this world with godly wisdom. You fall prey to the ungodly wisdom that has taken over. You're not able to stand, but you'll be standing in the way of sinners, on the path of sinners as a person in this life. Amen. So blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stands, meaning I walk the same way that sinners do. I do the same thing sinners do. And I do it because I say, well, God knows my heart. He'll forgive me. No, that's just it. It tells us in the sixth verse that God knows the way of the sinner. He knows the way of the godly, and therefore he's prepared a place. You know, I came from an old church background, said heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people.
Yes.
That's it.
Is a preparation. This is getting us ready. We cannot enter into heaven with all this junk that's on us.
Hello.
We enter into heaven with worldly thinking.
Yes.
We just can't give ourselves over to anything. You know,
yes.
Bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And one of the things about this psalm that I read about, it was written at a time when the temple had fallen down, and people were beginning to worship the temple more than they were worshiping God.
Amen.
In 2020, as a group of people called the church, that was more concerned about getting back to the building.
Ouch.
And he said, I want to come up here and meet you in your house. I want to come up here and meet you in your time. But you know what? A lot of people were trying to get back into the building, but weren't even cracking the word open. Come on. God says, but behold, do a new thing.
Wow.
I shall bring it forth. This pandemic is all in the hands of God.
Yes.
It's a terrible thing to fall in the terrible hands of a terrible God. And that doesn't mean terrible that he's all bad. It means that he's got so much power. He's got so much. He can command light to come forth. He can command waters to come forth. He can change the setting of the moon. He can change the setting of the sun. And
yes,
you
Lord.
Up and listen to some ungodly conversation. And wait a minute. No. New day. Conspiracy theory? Well, I just tell you, there's a theory that God is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yes.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Right. That's what the word says.
Things, including the wisdom of God, will come unto you. Amen. We serve a God of wisdom.
Yes.
God is so wise that I think about this all the time, especially after moving into California. When the Bible says over in Proverbs 8 that he put a border on the water so it would not go past his command. But look at us. God has commanded us to obey his commands, and we turn around and go the other way. That's called ungodly. That, my friends, and what this psalm is talking about the spirit of Christ, and it's talking about the spirit of the Antichrist.
Yes.
Are operating in ungodly behaviors, ungodly, ungodly ways. They are prey for the Antichrist spirit. We talked about this morning.
Oh, God.
Sunday school. That the devil or the enemy goes around like a roaring lion.
Yes, he does.
Might devour. And he knows who to devour by their behavior, by their words, by their actions, by by the things that they do. They can say one thing, but God sees another.
Come on, teach.
Come on.
You will know the difference because God has given us a discerning spirit.
Yes, he did.
Of the power of the Holy Spirit. When God has given us the Holy Spirit, he gave the Holy Spirit with purpose. The Holy Spirit is not just a spirit. He is the third person of the Godhead.
Yes.
He is simply Holy Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit, but his name is Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He's called Jesus Christ, but he's also the Word of God.
Yes.
God is also our creator, but he's also called Father. You've got to get your name lined up with the Godhead. You got to know God is, you got to know you're a child of God. You got to know spirit that's in you. That spirit is in you that's greater than anything that's going on in the earth. The spirit of God is greater than the pandemic.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Minister Shepherd.
Greater than lies. The spirit of God is greater than deception. The spirit of God is greater than mockery. So you've got to make some choices. And yes. God gives you his word so that you can make godly choices.
Yes.
To be held innocent of these things, because God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The knowledge of the kingdom and the principles are in the word of God, beginning from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And like my sister, my daughter Monique said this morning, there's 66 books. We can't get them all, but when we get into the spirit of God, he will give you in that moment a remembrance.
Won't he though?
You can apply. My daughter was asking someone about how do you live out and how do you give a God to somebody else, or how do you serve? I forget how she worded it. Adrian, how did you word that?
I asked the question. How do you disciple? How do you disciple? Basically, yes. How do you give Jesus to someone else? We were talking about in the space of when you're giving the word to somebody, being lights, actually being lights. And our study was on the Antichrist. And so while giving about the Antichrist, it also is about being lights of God, because there are definitely those other factors that are out there that are very real. And so how are we giving light? Because not being good is not good enough. We have to give Jesus.
Well,
right? How do we do that? Right? We have to give Jesus. We have to give the word of God. And so we have to be in the word of God in order to give the word of God. And it's not just an arm to lean on or a shoulder to lean on or just a good, kind word. Those are wonderful things, but that's not advancing the kingdom. So the question was, how do you advance the kingdom?
Amen. And you cannot advance the kingdom without the word of God. Many people can put their arms around you and embrace you, but if they don't give you a word from heaven, it's just an embrace. It's just a connection point. But the Bible says in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. And so in going back to these scriptures and breaking them down a little bit further, got a few minutes here, the blessings that was talked about as the blessed man and those who follow the blessed man is a result of intimacy or close relationship with God.
Yes.
Intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get to the Father unless you go through Jesus. The most intimate relationship we have is that with Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus Christ went on the cross, when he hung, bled, and died, was buried, but on the third day he arose from the dead, and like he had promised, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. He left us with his spirit, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what gets us from day to day to day, minute to minute to minute, hour to hour. But you must have a close relationship with God, his word, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and all of these things, as explained in one of the verses, it said, the delight of the blessed man is in the law of God, in the word of God. And the word of God is the Holy Spirit, it's the Bible, it's delving into the things that God has given us to hold on to. And it said that when you do that, you shall be like a tree. Come on, somebody. Planted in rivers of water. But your delight has to be in the law of the Lord. And the law of the Lord is Jesus. Because remember, the Bible tells us he came to fulfill the law. All the law is wrapped up in Jesus. Yourself in Jesus. Delight yourself. Meditate day and night. I was talking to someone the other day about what God showed me about meditation. It's like having a massage. Anybody have ever had a massage? when you've been aching and full of pain and you're stiff and all that, it's they ask you before they start giving you the massage, do you want light, medium, or deep massage? I have found that even though deep massage hurts, it works out the stiffness and the sore muscles better than having a lightweight massage. Mm-hmm. With God requires deep meditation so that you can be massaged by the word of God, so you can be fed by the word of God, you can be fed by the spirit of God, you can come to know him and become intimate. And this, guess what? This, immediately as you start walking like that, you have become a target for the enemy.
Come on.
Guess what? Woman of God is a target of the enemy because we have to show ourselves strong. I talked this morning a little bit, and I'm about to close here because I really went off this thing anyway. Now and then, the enemy comes up and rises up, especially when you got the intentions of serving God, especially when you want to do good on the day.
Amen.
On a day. But let me tell you, on that day, if you've been walking with God, he's already got stuff prepared for the enemy and for you. And so we've got to realize that God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword, rightly between bone, marrow, and spirit, going down to the soul. So be a blessed man of God that walks not with ungodly counsel. You be the counsel that brings light to the conversation. And you will cause the enemy to flee, especially when you say the name of Jesus. Because sometimes when we go through life, we forget that the Bible says that Paul said to know him in the power of his resurrection. But also there's a fellowship in suffering. That fellowship in suffering is an endurance that we learn. You know, as we experience God more and more, there's different levels. There's different depths. There's different places. But the Bible tells us too, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the under the shadow of his wings. When we abide in the word and the word abides in us, we can praise with understanding. We can say that I know what the Lord has done in my life. I heard testimonies. But I want you to be sure of your praise. I want you to understand that every time you open your mouth to praise God, it may seem as though this is not the appropriate time to praise, but do you understand the best time to praise God is when you're going through?
Hallelujah.
When you are going through, that is the best time to praise God, because then God can reveal himself to you. He can show you that I'm God and you're not. He can show the devil I'm God and you're not.
That's right.
So blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That man delights in the law of the Lord. He delights in Jesus. He delights in the meditation. He delights in the deep massages that he gets when he's gone through some pain and suffering. He delights in the fact, and I heard this forever. See, your pain and your suffering is not forever, because soon and very soon, he's coming back to get us again. But I want to be prepared. I want to be in a godly state of mind. I want to be in a godly position. I want to be in that place of humility where God can speak to me. He can straighten out my dark places. He can straighten me up if I'm crooked. You know, he can feed me.
Yes.
He can give me that bread of life. He can give me that living water. I'm so glad that I belong to Jesus. I'm so glad that he got up out of that grave. I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
With the Spirit of God. I'm so glad, and I'm glad to sing the songs and praises of God with understanding. The Bible says, get wisdom, and at all thy getting, get understanding. So I just want to thank you for enduring me. I wish I could have preached what I had prepared, but God knew what I needed to say. I got maybe my 25 more sermons for somebody else at another time. But the most important thing is when you praise with the understanding that blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but trust in God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. Amen.